to go. Taco to
and a big queue.
Taco to go.
Taco to go. Trip Taco just $2.99. Comes with a big Q, this deal so fine. Brisket breakfast, so much to choose for $2.99. You really can't lose.
Taco to go, taco to.
This deal legit.
Taco to go, taco.
Only at Quick Trip.
Taco to go, taco to go, taco to go.
$2.99.
3 o'clock, good to have you. If you want to hear about NBA corruption, Odyssey.com Rewind. However, that corruption, I want to tell you who the biggest winner was last night. And then Rico has a love story. It's very exciting to me because Rico is actually going to come to my side on something. And it's a question of whether you're ready, people.
Well, it's only fair you came to my side to start the show.
Listen, today is all about compromise. It's bipartisan politics. But I think Pistons were the big winner last night. Hear me out. First and foremost, Cooper Flagg's not going to be in the Eastern Conference. Full stop. He's going to Dallas. Second of all, Giannis won't be staying in the Eastern Conference. He'll be going to San Antonio.
Or Dallas.
No, I truly don't think you can trade Cooper Flagg. Nico would need a military escort.
You don't think he could just walk in and say,
no,
double down?
No, because, look, ultimately, Kyrie's not going to play next year. I don't think you could trade for it. Yep. Look, just work with me.
Go for it.
So, okay, Spurs. Boom, done. Giannis is also leaving. Big winner last night. No, you don't root for it, but guess what? You're a benefactor of it. Jason Tatum's dead. See you in a year and a half. Celtics, by way of Tatum dying, they're done. They do not exist. They are shadows and dust. I think this summer you'll see Jaylen Brown dealt. You'll see one or both of Kristaps Porzingis and Drew Holiday dealt. So the Celtics do not exist. The Cavs are fake as hell. I've been telling you that all year, so whatever. And now the stupid bing-bong Knicks are going to win. They think they're sweet. They won't make the changes necessary. They'll keep that crew together. Guys, here's the deal. The East is wide open. The time is now. Now, I know Rico's going to sell you love. But I want you guys to tell me, do you see it my way? That the East, it is now the Pistons and Orlando. You are the two teams that have the ability to rise and quickly. Now, Orlando has a duo,
right,
with Paolo and Numbnuts, Wagner. That duo, healthy, which they were not this year, trumps just Cade. But
you're leaving out Indiana, but I know you don't believe it.
I don't believe in a team that needs to go to 130 to win. But I know you love Halliburton and you're his godfather and the whole thing. You were right on Halliburton.
Different styles. You got to be able to win those types of games as well.
They're goofballs. I don't like their jerseys. So look, I want to know if you believe what took place last night with both the lottery and Jason Tatum's Achilles has sped up the Pistons' timeline. Now, this is where we go full circle, Lion King style. We are going to go right back to where I sold you this pen because Rico saw something last night. It was a bit of an epiphany for you. And it all started with a polo shirt.
I was watching the draft and, you know, they introduced everybody. Hey, this guy's representing this team and representing the Pelicans was Zion. And I'm like, wow.
What? You can keep talking.
Oh, I thought you told me to hold on. Oh, okay.
No.
It was Zion, and I was just like, wow, Zion has gotten into great shape. This is the best I've seen him look ever. I mean, going back to the days of Duke, and I'm like, Zion shed all the baby fat. It's gone. I don't know what the incentive was that the Pelicans put him on to make sure he stayed in
weight. They had him at the lottery, and all you hear about is him getting traded this summer. What was that?
That didn't make any sense, but I don't know. Maybe they were showcasing him because I'm looking at him like, if that guy stays in that shape and can stay healthy, he can absolutely help this Detroit Pistons team. He is the guy that you should go after to bring here. That, because Mike, I kept thinking, like, I like Zion, but man, he's not serious. That looked like a man who was serious about his profession. That looks like a man who was dedicated in what he wants to be in life. He actually knows now, I want to be an NBA player. So I got to look the part. I got to dress the part. I got to be in shape. He was there.
So let's have some fun for a second, because I want to add something to the mix, because that polo shirt has you in your feelings. You're very, now you're coming to my side, because Zion would be cheaper.
He looked like a serious player, and he didn't look like a guy who was being forced to play basketball in New Orleans. He looked like an NBA player.
Or would you rather have Jaylen Brown? What happened with Tatum last night? Jaylen Brown's getting traded.
Trip Taco just $2.99. Comes with a big queue, this deal so fine. Brisket breakfast, so much to choose. For $2.99, you really can't lose. Taco, 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 taco. This deal legit. Taco, taco, taco. Only at Quick Trip. Taco to go, taco to go, taco to go. $2.99.
I would take Zion. I would take Zion because Zion's not going to cost you as much. Jaylen, you got to match that money.
You don't have to match it. Remember, you can trade money into cap. Pistons are one of the only teams that can do that.
True.
Now, yes, Tobias would be a part of that deal for money. The dead body of Fontecchio, money. Figure Celtics would take back 33 and send you 52. But Jaylen Brown is a finals MVP, a 4- or 5-time All-Star, and a perfect Robin to Cade's Batman.
He is. I look at Zion. Zion's going to be cheaper. And I think Zion wants that change of scenery. I think Zion looks like a man who, give me another chance and I'll prove to you I'll be better.
I agree with you. I would go for Zion over JB. Okay. But, people, what do you want? Look, last night to me, you may as well have had a Pistons logo on the screen all night. Cooper Flagg ain't going to be in the Eastern Conference. Giannis is not going to be in the Eastern Conference. You look at how this played out. Jason Tatum died. The Celtics, that we thought they were going to make alterations, I think the Celtics are going to implode. It's what they have to do.
Yeah, because Achilles is, what, a 6-month, 7-month?
Try 18.
Okay, I'm thinking ACL. Okay, no.
You're ACL. Like him with Tank Dell.
No.
He'll be back in 10 days.
No, because I'm like, wait, one is ACL Achilles. I'm like, one, you can come back. It's going to be probably half a year.
You won't see Jason Tatum until the beginning of the 26-27 season, meaning he's gone all next year. Because the soonest he could come back would be April. Well, what are you kidding me?
There's no point.
Right, he's not going to play.
Unless he does just enough and the Celtics get the number one pick of the draft.
Sure. 248-539-9797. David, do you agree with me? The Pistons were one of the big winners last night.
What? No.
Unbelievable.
I don't agree with you. I'm sorry. I do
not
agree with
you. We got to get you some more grits.
You know what?
Come on, man. That's the mother of his children. You can't do that.
I still think that the San Antonio Spurs were the biggest winner last night over the Pistons because of what they can now do with getting Giannis.
You know what?
That now trumps what Detroit can do. Detroiters were like, oh, let's go get Giannis.
But you weren't getting him.
I agree with you. I do. But now there's not a shot.
He's gone. And it ain't going to be in the Eastern Conference. Cooper Flagg's not in the Eastern Conference.
That helps.
Jason Tatum, 6 feet under. You're the big winner. You.
It put a bullet in the fact of thinking that, okay, well, what if you put Giannis with this and that and the other?
It put that bullet in there, yes.
Because, yeah, I think everybody was looking at, oh, my God, Cooper Flagg, he's going to go to the Dallas Mavericks. The biggest winner was San Antonio because they have 2 and 14 that they can say, hey, here you go. We'll give you that. We'll give you Castle and somebody else.
But do you believe last night sped up
it
the
did.
Pistons' timeline?
It
and
did.
And I do believe that.
You love Zion's polo.
I think the Pelicans kind of were putting him out there and showing people he was in shape. Because they could have sent anybody. But it was like, Zion, you know what? Put on that medium. Go sit up there. Flex. Show off. And let everybody see how serious you are about playing basketball. And then they're expecting the phone to start ringing. And yeah, if Trajan... And we've said, if Trajan knows something, he's been around Zion long enough to know if Zion is worth it or not. And he may be looking like, bruh, I told you, if you went this way, I would try and pick you up. So I would love to see the Pistons go after and bring Zion here.
Good.
You sold me.
No, listen, this is good.
And then
good.
I saw him, and I'm like,
oh, I know.
Whoa.
No, you were like, look, people, it's very simple. We talk about windows, right? We talk about timelines in this town. I want you to argue that what took place last night with the ping pong machine and with Jason Tatum's Achilles detonating, that it doesn't open up your window right now, that you don't have time. You don't want to sit around for 2 or 3 years and percolate. You want to be tactical, and you want to make a bold but calculated move, because now I think it is anyone's guess. If you told me right now the Pistons had the number one seed in the East next year, I wouldn't laugh at you. Provided they made a move. That's how open the East is. What about Cleveland? Cleveland is the 2015 Hawks. I don't care.
Yeah, I guess we're going to get a balding point guard for Indiana. That'll just cap it all out for you.
KD to the Pacers. Eliminated. 248-539-9797. No, I'll tell you. You know who I'll tell you what. I have a perfect trade candidate for the Pistons. Now, what I need is for you and you, not Kenny, because Kenny would have to Google this player. I just want you guys and the listener, let me sell you this pen. This name has not been put out there. I think he'd be perfect for the Pistons. I mean perfection. And I don't think it would cost you that much. I'll give it to you next.
Trip Taco, just $2.99. Comes with a big queue, this deal's so fine. Brisket breakfast, so much to choose. For $2.99, you really can't lose. Taco, 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 Taco. This deal legit. Taco, Taco, Taco. Only at Quick Trip. Taco to go, Taco to go, Taco to go. $2.99. Taco to go.